Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Puckett. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to home to get Lansford. Canseco moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Henderson scores. Steinbach moves to third. Javier moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Weiss moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gaetti. Weiss scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Gene Nelson now pitching. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss bunts in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lansford. Bush moves to third. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Terry Leach now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Larkin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Al Newman. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Baker now playing second base. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 4 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack pinch hits for Randy Bush. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.